The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
And welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here this morning with Dr. Herb Slavin. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And as always, lots of information to improve your good health, and the background of all of the things that we talk about comes from the research that both Dr. Slavin and I do, receiving research results from all manner of institutions around the world. And sometimes the information is, well, boy, I've heard that before, and doesn't that make good common sense? And sometimes it's really eye-opening, very, very important information to start getting out into the population to improve your good health. So, Dr. Slavin, what do you have on the agenda?
You know, I had a thought that just, you know,
just one.
Just right before the show.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm a big fan of patients taking supplements. We sell them in the office. But I'm also a big fan of improving your diet and or improving what you eat. Because I don't know what people, when you say the word diet, you know, I think the connotation is it's weight loss rather than just eating healthy. I think there should be no difference between a healthy diet and a weight loss diet. But the point where I'm going here is, though, you know, I look at the amount of money people are spending on supplement.
Good thing, Dr. Slavin, because they don't get what they need in their health-supporting diet.
But then on the other hand, they complain about the extra costs associated with eating healthier, like organic food, and taking that one extra step to get the better food. Give you an example. I had a patient yesterday, hadn't seen in a few months, a young patient, and we had done her lab work initially and pointed out some abnormalities. By the way, the abnormalities that you can't correct with a drug, not that you ever correct an abnormality with a drug, you change a number, you don't correct an abnormality. She took my advice, although, you know, I give advice, but I think inherently people know that this is what they should do anyway. Of course, my advice was, you know, just improve what you eat a little bit, cut down on the carbs. And she did that. You know, I said, well, what did you do? She said, basically cut out the pasta, you know, and the potatoes and the rice and sugar. She lost about 15 pounds, and her lab work couldn't look better. But most importantly, she feels so much better. And I think too many people, and I'm sure you've seen this, skip that step and go right to taking supplements. And it's like building a house and putting the roof on first. You know, you have to have a healthy diet, you know, to get the benefit of the supplements.
Let the record show that I'm wiggling around in my chair, making all kinds of faces and saying, okay, if it were so easy to build this health-supporting diet, everybody would be doing it. But we are the object of this overwhelming onslaught of advertising, and the advertising is in general, some of the comfort foods and abundance, huge amounts of food.
No, you just made an excuse for everybody.
No, I'm not making an excuse. I'm saying that we're overwhelmed, and there is an impact for that, or else they wouldn't do the advertising. And the other aspect of it is, you said the cost. I'm sorry, but a whole package of quinoa or millet is enough to feed a family, mixing it with vegetables and a little bit of animal protein or fish.
I didn't say the cost. The consumer, you know, the patient, the healthcare consumer says, oh, but organic is so expensive.
And I'm here to say, I'm waving my arms that there are ways to eat a very, very basic diet is what I'm going to call it. It doesn't include anything that comes in a box. It is things that you prepare. And people say, well, I don't have any time to spend in the kitchen. And I say, I have lots of recommendations for how to prepare these foods without taking a lot of time or being a genius chef in the kitchen.
So are we agreeing or disagreeing?
I think we're disagreeing for a little bit, but the bottom line, the cost.
Okay, but what about building the house with the roof first? In other words, the roof being the supplements. When you really improve your diet, and then the supplements are like the icing on the cake.
True. I guess we have to agree. You know. All right.
And then I'm going to paraphrase someone who's in the news a lot, because people say, well, how am I going to do that? Or it's hard. And the answer is just do it. You know, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it comes down to. You just have to do. No one's going to say if it's easy or not. The answer is it's necessary if you want good health.
Right. Easy or not, it isn't easy to be sick. It's very expensive to be sick. It's very debilitating and just enervating. It takes a lot of your motivation out of life.
Well, and the other half of the story is the husband who went on the same diet. He lost 35 pounds.
Wow.
In the same,
he had a really bad diet.
No, he had more weight to lose, but the point is he made the changes also. And this is what is going to enhance people's health. Now, can supplements help a little bit? Absolutely. But they help even more when you make the dietary changes that are essential to good health. Give you an example.
Okay.
I mean, one of the major areas is insulin resistance and your blood sugar and inflammatory markers.
Brought about by packaged food.
Well, I mean, too many carbs, and you find that in the packaged foods, along with all the artificial ingredients that you should avoid. And if you continue eating that way and just take a lot of supplements, does it make sense? Because you haven't removed the culprit in your diet, you see. So another example, patient comes to the office, say, I'd like chelation therapy. I say, okay, do you smoke? Yeah. And I say to them, well, you'll get more benefit if you stop smoking than if you continue smoking and do chelation therapy. It's the same, same kind of thing. There are certain basic things we all must do if we really are serious about being healthy, and that's trying to improve our diet as much as we can. I don't say never eat those foods that you're going to miss.
That's what I tell people too.
Right. Maybe on the weekend, one day a week, maybe you go for it. But you really have to make that effort to make those changes, because it does pay off, and it pays off big time. So much so that people are able to get off most of their medications, if not all of them, because.
Okay, now there's a big problem, Dr. Slavin, and especially, you know, not so much for you because you're allowed to say things, but a big problem for me because
you can't take people off medications.
Not at all.
And I tell the patients the same thing when they come to me, and a lot of them ask me, can I get off the medication? What I say to them is, I'm going to remove the need for the medication.
Well, I can't even say I'm going to remove the need for the medication because that would be interfering between the patient and their doctor. But what I say, and here's the problem, I say, here's the discussion to have with your physician. Here's the research behind what I'm suggesting to you. And you can provide that research to your physician. And a lot of times the physicians are very dismissive and they say, no, you're going to be on that medication for the rest of your life.
Spoken like a true parrot, you know, parrot of the drug companies. And think about this again. How did we end up with a healthcare system like we have? Goes back to Abraham Flexner in the early 1900s, representing Carnegie and Rockefeller, who had just bought pharmaceutical companies, and they're going around to all the major medical schools. We'll give you money, change your curriculum to treat symptoms. Now, think about it. Carnegie and Rockefeller were not interested in the health of anybody. All they were interested in was selling a drug to people. They could care less whether people got healthy or not as long as they got their drug sold. And that's been perpetuated now. The drug companies do it more than ever. And it's not just the drug companies. It's surgery. It's chemotherapy. It's radiation. It's everything in allopathic medicine is, it's sort of too little too late. In other words, the big emphasis should be on keeping people healthy, but the whole healthcare system is based on allowing people to get sick and then treating them. Now, that doesn't mean we have to be a part of it, and it's good that it's there for us, but we should do everything we can not to require it.
But it is now an industry, and the industry is run by corporations, and the corporation, the responsibility of the corporation is to the bottom line, the profitability of the corporation, and their responsibility is to their shareholders. So profit is the motive.
But they can't make you buy drugs if you don't need it, right? But they can't make you have surgery if you don't need it.
Okay, but every different group of symptoms is now step by step being categorized as a disease state, and there is a particular pharmaceutical for that disease state, and there is no work, as you said, to keeping people well, only allowing the disease symptoms to worsen gradually until the patient absolutely needs one drug, maybe two, possibly three. Do you know how many people, Dr. Slavin, and I see on three blood pressure drugs and still their blood pressure is unstable? What does that make you think of? Their diet is not good. Their lack of exercise contributes to this blood pressure issue. Their lack of stress management techniques contributes to this unstable blood pressure.
And whose fault is that? Do you blame the medical establishment or do you blame the patient?
Well, I'm not going to blame either side.
Whose responsibility is that?
Okay, it is the patient's responsibility, but if they are seeking the guidance of the trained medical professional, and the medical professional is saying, okay, well, I have another pharmaceutical that will pull this all together and we will stabilize your blood pressure, and never once asking, what did you have for breakfast?
So
how much water do you drink?
We have to make a distinction then between the medical professional, and maybe this is a new category, the health professional.
I love the health professional. Ooh, that's what I want to be. Okay. That music means that it's time for a break on Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zimmerelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back with more for your good health. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. We've all heard the phrase, trust your gut. But did you know that your gut or your digestive function is critical to your overall health? Indigestion and irritable bowel can lead to chronic illness throughout the body. Take the steps to ensure your gut is healthy by getting nutrients to your body that are necessary to fight off infections and disease. Keep your gut healthy. Go to JanetCimarelli.com and set up a counseling appointment with me. I'll explain how you can change your diet and change your life. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about the ways that you can improve your health status. And it doesn't, that health status improvement doesn't come through a pharmaceutical. Certainly supporting your diet is the way to go.
And I think the biggest example of that is all the people being treated for, well, let me rephrase that. All the people lowering their cholesterol levels with drugs.
Oh, it's so sad. The host of negative side effects that they're experiencing with those drugs.
Well, let me recommend this idea. There's a test out. It's not covered by insurance, but it's only $99. I think a month's supply of a statin drug is probably more than that.
Whoa.
Unless it's a generic version, I guess. But think about the difference. You're on a statin drug for the rest of your life, according to your physician. So this test is a calcium score of your coronary arteries.
Right.
$99.
Wow.
So,
okay. So important for people to understand what's blocking their arteries.
Well, not just that. We see so many people with elevated cholesterol levels for whom we do this test, and it's not done in our office. We have to send you to a imaging center where it comes back that the person doesn't have any significant coronary artery disease, even though the cholesterol is high. And that echoes all the studies that are done, that there really isn't a correlation between high cholesterol and coronary artery disease. And why do I say that? Because just as many people have coronary artery disease with low cholesterol or normal cholesterol levels. So there's another factor that they're not addressing, but they're picking on cholesterol because they got a drug that can lower the number, and that makes everybody happy. Sort of a false sense of security.
Very much a false sense of security. And I try to tell people all the time that calcification is the culprit, not the cholesterol. And it's the combination of inflammation, cholesterol, and calcification that contributes to coronary artery disease. And they look at me very puzzled. Well, why doesn't my doctor tell me that?
Because the doctor is getting trained by the drug companies. That's another problem. And perhaps a conflict of interest.
Whoa.
If you think about it, why is the doctor getting all his education from the drug companies? Well, it started back with Abraham Flexner. In the early 1900s, the curriculums were written by the drug companies. What do you expect?
And here we are today, and our eyes are open now, Dr. Slavin, and the information and the scientific research is available supporting all of this information. So I talk to people. Remember when they used to talk about hardening of the arteries, atherosclerosis, and people over the age of, let's say, 50 kind of nod their heads, and they say, yes, they remember that. And I said, well, what do you think that is? That's calcification. Calcium being embedded in the wall of your blood vessel. What is one thing pretty much every doctor says to their patients? Don't forget to take your calcium. And they're referring to maintaining strong bones, but the truth of the matter is strong bones, that picture is much, much bigger than simply taking calcium. And the excess calcium winds up in people's blood vessels, in their kidneys, in their eyes as cataracts.
Because they're lacking the other nutrients necessary to put the calcium where it belongs. Now,
so if people call the Advanced Medical Testing Center number, they can come in here and find out about the calcium score test.
I guess the person that answers that number could give them that information as well.
Okay.
We talked about earlier in the program today, diet and how important it is. And we've all heard about the Mediterranean diet. And I think most of the time it was in the context of heart disease and lowering the risk of heart disease. In this particular study, researchers found that women who were asked to follow the Mediterranean diet, but this is the caveat here, and I like your thought on it. A Mediterranean diet that was high in extra virgin olive oil were 68% less likely to develop breast cancer than those who were advised only to reduce the amount of fat in their diets. And this is a big study, over 4,000 women. They're all postmenopausal. None of them had ever had breast cancer, and they were asked to follow one of three diets. One was the Mediterranean diet, rich in extra virgin olive oil, and that accounted for about 15% of their daily calories. The second was a Mediterranean diet rich in nuts. And the third was a controlled diet in which the women were advised to reduce the amount of fat they ate. After about 5 years, 35 women in the study had developed breast cancer. So that's 35 women out of 4,000. I think you would have thought there'd be a lot more women getting breast cancer, but it all depends what the ages were in the group. And they didn't say here.
I'm going to say, what country was this study done? Do we have that information?
Well, it was published in JAMA, in fact, just this week. And I'm not sure if they say what country was done, but let me think here. Yeah, it looks like, well, maybe we'll find it in a second, but I want to say this. But here's the point. Women in the extra virgin olive oil group were the least likely to develop breast cancer. Researchers also observed a slight decrease in risk for women in the Mediterranean diet plus nut group, but that was not significantly statistically significant. And by the way, like I said, it was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So the point I think we're making is, you know, when you say Mediterranean diet, what is it specifically about that diet that gives you the greatest benefit? And here, perhaps, they're saying maybe it's that extra virgin olive oil that they're consuming, or maybe it's the olive oil in conjunction with all the other components of the diet.
Well, I can tell you why the extra virgin olive oil is such a very important component. All right. The unique components of extra virgin olive oil are its phenolic compounds. It is very, very high in antioxidants, tocopherols, polyphenols, flavonoids, and phytosterols. Lower quality olive oils lose that antioxidant capacity. But when you are choosing that extra virgin olive oil, the capacity to enhance blood chemistry, remove oxidative stress, and enhance all of that immune supporting flavonoids. I understand why it reduces breast cancer. And the article that I'm quoting from was a study done at the University of Navarro in Spain, and it had to do with extra virgin olive oil reducing the risk of developing atrial fibrillation. So here's something so simple. Here's part of a very health-supporting diet. We're not talking a supplement.
Right. Well, okay, here's what the Mediterranean diet is. It's a diet that's rich in plants, fish, and olive oil, and low in meat and dairy products. It's been shown to reduce the risk of heart disease and cancer. And in a 2015 study, and this is probably just as important to our listeners, it suggested that the diet may also help ward off cognitive decline. The point is, a healthy diet is a healthy diet. And this diet seems to be getting a good return for the switchover. Now, here's, I don't know if our listeners have the same question, but here's my question about olive oil. How do you utilize olive oil? I mean, I can think about, you know, you put it on a salad, okay. Do they want you to be frying foods in olive oil? I don't think so.
Okay, the big deal now is don't use olive oil to cook. You will damage the protective compounds in olive oil. All right, what have they been doing in Spain, in France, in Italy, in Portugal, in Greece? For hundreds of years, they've been cooking foods in olive oil. Now, are they deep frying foods? No, they're sauteing foods. So it's a lower heat and a longer cooking time, and you're going to have absorption of the olive oil into the food. In addition, there's nothing wrong with taking a spoonful of olive oil. That's very helpful. And Dr. Slavin's making a face.
No, I was just thinking that's part of the gallbladder cleanse.
And so what I'm going to say is, yeah, there's lots of people out there making that same face, Dr. Slavin, but all different flavors of olive oil are magnificent. It's just like fine wine. Literally, you can taste so many nuances in different olive oils, and they're fabulous.
I have to check if there's the olive oil cookbook out there.
Well,
specifically,
there are olive oil stores where you can go and have a taste just like you would taste wine.
That's true. When we were, where were we? I think we were in Manhattan in a Greek restaurant because the Greeks have great olive oil too. It's not just Italians. And in fact, that whole area.
French have magnificent.
But this oil was so good. I mean, unlike, you know, it was light.
A spoon of it.
No, it was light and very tasty. And we said, okay, we'd like to buy a bottle. They were sold out because they would import it from Greece. And yet, there've been stories that come out about mislabeled olive oil or adulterated olive oil.
Adulterated, yes.
So, you know, so how does the consumer know what to do?
Probably if you are choosing imported from Italy and from Greece and so on. Now, it's not to say that once it gets here, it isn't adulterated. But I think you can taste that quality.
Now,
that's why it's a good idea to take a spoonful.
The other thing is you want to, any oil, you want to avoid exposure to light. So you want to get it in a
dark glass
bottle or can, I suppose.
Right.
I think you want to avoid plastic.
Right. And when you open it, you squeeze a little bit of vitamin E into the opened container. One of the things that you can do if you buy a huge, like, gallon or half gallon or quart, whatever, large portion of olive oil, you can decant it into a smaller bottle that you take in and out of your cabinet, and the larger container with the vitamin E in it is stored in a dark cabinet.
Actually, that's a very good idea.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Slavin.
So, because oil, when exposed to the air, will get rancid. The vitamin E liquid that you put into it helps prevent that, but it's better to, you know, not to consume rancid oils.
And that's why taking a spoonful of it, you don't have to do it every day, but on occasion you can see by your taste buds if that oil taste is beginning to change.
And by the way, in that study with the Mediterranean diet and olive oil, the more olive oil the person consumed, the lower their risk became. So there wasn't any risk of having too much olive oil.
Their liver is going to work better, their immune systems are going to work better, their brains are going to work better, and their hormones, and all from an absolutely delicious addition to your diet. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be eating a healthy diet, but that your body may not be absorbing the vitamins and nutrients from your foods? Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a premier blood draw center servicing Genova Diagnostics Lab. Genova offers an advanced comprehensive blood test that identifies your body's deficiencies in absorbing vitamins, nutrients, and essential cofactors. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard in Lauderhill. They offer an on-time appointment guarantee and the lowest price guarantee. Schedule your appointment today for a blood draw for the Genova Diagnostics Nutritional Evaluation Test. Call Advanced Medical Testing Centers at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. Was that? You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here. Hello. Okay. Well, we have a problem, I will keep talking. All right. And it will go out into the world. All right. So welcome back to Natural Doc Radio.
Hello. Yeah, let me explain to our listeners, you know, what's going on here. We don't broadcast at the radio station. We're broadcasting from a studio at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And we're using Skype to connect with the radio station. And there was an error message there that said there might be a little internet issue, but it, you know, was transient. It just went away. But sometimes we're not sure if anybody's hearing us.
Okay. So now we think that everybody's listening. And, Dr. Slavin, we talked about the olive oil. Just one last bit of information. You were talking about Greek olive oil, that you were in a restaurant and enjoyed the olive oil there. There is an area in southwestern Greece, and they have researched the olive oil grown in that vicinity, and it has been shown to be very important with regard to preventing cardiovascular disease. So they have extensive years-long large population studies of preventing heart disease, very specifically from that area of Greece. Unfortunately, other than going there, I don't know how to access that olive oil.
Unless maybe you look online.
True.
You know, you almost can find everything.
Good idea. Online. Okay.
Now, here's a topic that hopefully doesn't affect too many people, but it affects a lot of people, and that's migraine headaches. And I don't know if they've ever definitively said what causes it. You know, they've said, well, this could trigger it. They know exactly what happens when you have a migraine, you know, but what might be the underlying condition that predisposes somebody to get migraines? I know that Janet has a strong opinion on this.
Oh, but let me have so many strong opinions.
but let me tell you what's recently been reported, and this has been published. And it's interesting that it comes out of research out of Turkey. And I won't even try to pronounce the name of the university.
Good idea.
But they uncovered heavy metal toxicity as a probable cause in migraine headaches that affect millions of people, which means that detoxification and fortification with beneficial nutrients could be a potential cure. Now, surely you can't disagree with that.
Surely not, Dr. Slavin. However, let's talk about when migraines tend to manifest themselves and who is the what is the population that is most bothered by migraines. Okay. Mostly women, and very, very often surrounding times of hormonal changes. So the onset of menstruation, hormone changes associated with menopause, the onset of a monthly cycle, that very, very much can be a trigger. So yes, indeed, the heavy metals, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the fact that very possibly the heavy metals can be an interfering factor with regard to how hormones function properly. Let's talk about where the heavy metals might be concentrated in the body. And over the years of doing nutrition counseling and working with people, what I have found is by supporting thyroid function, not only do I get weight loss and improved energy, improved mood, but people come back to me and there were two very important reports that I'd received from people coming to see me, and I supported their thyroid function. One was, I haven't had a migraine in a couple of months. I used to have a migraine maybe every 2 to 3 weeks, and I'd be out of commission for several days, and I haven't had a migraine. The other very interesting relationship to thyroid support has to do with mitral valve prolapse. And very often when people talk to me that they have been diagnosed with mitral valve prolapse, maybe a year or two into working with me with nutrition support, they come back and they say, you know, my doctor hasn't been, he's saying he can't find or see the mitral valve prolapse anymore. So heavy metals for sure involved, but let's support thyroid function too.
All right. Well, let me go into a little bit more depth on how they came to that conclusion. They had 50 patients in this study. 25 had been diagnosed as suffering from chronic migraines. So yeah, 25 with headaches and 25 without headaches. And they collected blood samples from both groups and conducted an analysis of these samples using